We begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph. Kalish Shnekrim Hilchus Nida. Kalish Shnekrim Kar Tibas Dama Fil Kalshi. Any woman who, from her uterus, even the slightest amount of blood exits, Yiyah Be'ezer Shefin Shiyah, under any circumstances, Be'en B'tivik Kederich HaNoshim Liris B'zmanim Yiduim, whether it's because her period has come, a shleibes mana, not when she expects to have a period, a fear eloi is a oinus, or even something happened, machmazesh yotz mekaradam, which caused that blood should exit her body, harei tamei anida, she has a din of anida, achetis b'shiva nekiyim, until she keeps 7 days where she has no emission, v'tit b'karoi, and then she goes to the mikvah. Whoever has relations with her while she is in Nida, Chayiv Kares, is a very serious Aveira, comes with the Oynish of Kares, the Kain He Chayiv Kares, and she is Chayiv Kares, for Negia, Darachiba, and if the husband and wife have contact with each other under these circumstances because of affection, here too, the Aloch will be Chayav Malkus, they would be Chayav Malkus. Midaraisa, a woman's life is a cycle of 7 and 11 days. First, during the 7 days, she could become Anida. Midaraisa, the halacha of Anida, is that she sees Dam, and she could continue seeing Dam. And at the end of 7 days, as long as she's no longer seeing, she goes to the mikvah. But then the woman's life becomes a cycle of 11 days. During those 11 days, she could become a zava. First, a woman could become a zava ketana. That means if she sees for 1 or 2 days, she's tevel shiyom keneged yom, she has to go to the mikvah. And then afterwards, she is fine. However, if she sees for 3 consecutive days, then she becomes a zava gedola. The halacha of a zava gedola is that she has to wait zayin nekiyim 7 days without any emission, and then she goes to the mikvah. Chazal, as the Gemara Masechta Nida teaches us very extensively, instituted that every woman should have to wait 7 days of not seeing any dam in order to be able to go to the mikvah. Even if she didn't have any sensation that any blood is exiting her body, but she found a stain, a blood stain on her body, on her garment, or on her linen, or anywhere else, she has no way of assuming that it came from anywhere else in her body, she becomes a nida. If a woman finds this type of a stain, a fila ain't other mamish, it's not really red. El she ain't a love of mamish, but it's not actually white, pure liquidy, pure white, clear liquid. She has to ask Shaila what to do. There are many halachas that come up in your godless for katnos or kesem, how large or small the stain is. It also, what can we assume it came from? What can we assume it did not come from? Halacha also differentiates exactly when did she see it. In biyom she tahira, on days that she's not expected to be Anida, Abiyama Rishon B'Shiva Nekiyim, or during the Shiva Nekiyim. Midaraisa, a woman is only Tamei if she has a Hargosha, she has the sensation. The Halacha identifies 3 types of Hargoshas. Her body, she feels it on her body, she feels that her uterus opened up, or she feels liquid exiting her body. If she finds after any of these sensations that she saw that she sees dam, then she's tamei midraisa. Midrabanan, the Chazal said that even if she did not have a hergosha, she did not feel anything, she should still keep, she still has to treat herself as a nida. In order for something to be considered a kesem that's tamei, it has to be something that is makabel tuma, and therefore if she found it, for example, on the floor, karka is not makabel tuma, and it has to be on a white garment. So if she found it on a colored garment, then the aloch is, it wouldn't be a kesem. A kesem also normally is the size of a gris, which is the size of a dime. Sifkimel isha shegirisha sheneftu mekayrim, a woman who feels that her uterus opened up, a filabat ka'as matzom yad, even she immediately examined herself, leimatzaklum, and she finds nothing, harei temiya, she is considered a nida, tzricha deila zois lenoshim, and this women should know this halacha, ki haven noshim eni yoydus zois, many women are not familiar with this halacha. Ava matzah shiyotzim en ezelecha levana belishom tarevet demimus, if however she felt the sensation, and she finds a liquid emanated from a body that has absolutely no red color attached to it, then arei to hira. So it's better if she finds a clear liquid than to find nothing. Because if she finds nothing, we have to be concerned that there was something, she just can't identify it, and what was there might be a real issue. But if she finds this type of an emission, so we assume that that is the emission, that this a mission attached to that sensation, and therefore the halacha will be that we could be lenient. In general, if there's a woman that has these kind of sensations on a regular basis, sometimes what would be appropriate is she should check herself immediately right after, and if she sees that nothing happens every time, she can maybe halachically start to ignore those sensations. Siftalik sivvalishba nidas tumas leisikrov. Torah says we shouldn't get close to a woman when she's a nida. Kriksiv, midiksiv, and says the Shulchan Aruch, midiksiv leisikrov, the Rishina should call me nekrev esurim. Any type of getting close is asur. Shlo yischak v'lo yoykel roishima, one shouldn't be in a lightheaded mood with her. Afilu b'dvarim, imagil averim, even just anything that could cause that they should come to have relations. Ava mutal shiachnima, a husband and wife, even when the wife is a nida, may be alone. The kivim shukabala, since they've already had previously relations, the game yaush lahet lach tidbol, and after she'll go to the mikvah again, they can have relations. Like tukav yitzrei, not that concerned. Like a shin and shama yavalabis, we're not concerned that they will have inappropriate relationships. Of course, the Rishonim point out that even though the halacha is that there has to be a level of distance, of course, there has to be the respect and the love that exists between a husband and wife under all times. And still, when she's a nida, we could be alone, because as the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin, the Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Suga B'Shoshanim, Klai Yisrael is like a rose bush, that we are protected from doing anything wrong, even when the wives are anida. Sif hei la yigaba afil batz b'ketana, while a woman is anida, her husband shouldn't touch her. La yoshe miyada la yada, he shouldn't pass from his hand to hand afilu dava arich, even something which is long, so they won't touch each other. V'kein la yikabu, he shouldn't receive anything from her. V'kein zrika miyada la yada, he shouldn't throw anything from him to her, or miyada la yada, or for her to him also. Sevav la yoichl imal shulchan, they should not be eating at the same table. Emken yesh izu shinui, lest that they can make something that will be noticeable that she is now a nida. Then she is a dove mafsig ben karish loy la karish lo, there should be something separating them. Dovish ein darkel anichasham, it has to be something which is not normally there, bepama cheres. Or she tishtane es mekoyme, she shouldn't sit where she normally sits. If when she's not a nida, they normally eat out of one plate, and not because she's a nida, they're eating from their own plates, that would be enough of a heker, a simon to remind them that she's a nida. Siv zayin lo yish to mishur akosh shashahi. A husband should not drink from the leftovers of his wife's cup when she's a nida. From hifsek odem b'neim. But if somebody drank between she and he, a shoruk akosh achro was poured over to a different cup, shari, then it would be mutter. From shashah who any day, if she drank from a cup that he's not aware she drank from this cup. Now he wants to drink from that cup. It's not necessary to inform him that she had drank from this cup. But if he was aware that his wife had drank from a cup. But he wasn't aware that at this point she's a nida. He said, the Kitzur Shachnaruch says he wrote a sefer similar on Hilchas Nida. Then she should tell him that this is the cup that I am a nida, and therefore you should not drink from my leftovers. She may drink from his leftovers. Yesham, but there are those that say just like the husband may not drink from the wife's leftovers, kach also mishur machshala, he may not eat from her leftover. The definition of leftovers is if it's food that only a husband would eat, without food left over by his wife. But if it's food that anybody would eat, then that's not considered her specific leftovers, and then the halacha would be that it's mutter. Sif ches lo yishanim avimita achas, they shouldn't sleep in the same bed. Afil enem yuchetem yuchetzlo, even if it's not her bed. Afil kalech bebigdoi, even if they're each sleeping in their own garment, ain't noigans abzeb, they're not touching each other. Afil yesh lo kalech matzvif neatzmai, even if they each have their own blanket. Afil mishnoichem mishtei mitos, even if they're sleeping in two beds. Famitos noigans abzeb, the two beds are touching, also. Vimshachem al aretz, if they're sleeping on the floor, lo yishku panim panim panim, they shouldn't sleep facing each other if she's a nida. Elm ken yeshmarcha grab a name unless there's a significant distance between them. Even if they're sleeping in two beds that are one next to each other in the length, even if they're facing each other, even if there's space between the beds, yesh lesser elm ken yeshmarcha grab a name. They shouldn't be sleeping that way unless there's a decent separation between the husband and wife. V'asabal afil l'sheves al amita. A husband should not even sit on mita micheslo on his wife's bed when she's a nidava. Afil l'shleva for now, even if she's not there at that time. V'yisru l'shena micheslo'i. And so may the wife not sleep on her husband's bed. Avil l'sheves ala, she may sit on his bed en l'hachmer. That we could allow, again, provided that he's not there. Sif tezvav. Asur mo l'sheves al sifsel aruch shemisnanen. And they're not allowed to sit on a bench that moves, like a rocking bench. But if there's somebody sitting between them, then they could sit on the same moving bench. The Pesach will say, if you put a large object in between them, it would be the same halacha. V'lo ye'alchu ba'agola achas b'svina achas. They shouldn't travel on a wagon or a boat. If they're only going for pleasure, like they're going on a trip. But if they're sitting on separate chairs, then we can be lenient. Or if they're traveling because they're going on a business trip, then we could be more lenient even if they're alone. But again, while she's a nida, they have to be careful to sit in a way that they are not touching each other.